Robbie Mixon is the local foods director for Cook Inlet Keeper in Homer. She says the governor's veto will deprive Alaska farmers of crucial know-how and advice from the state's agricultural division.
They're able to educate them. They're able to just give them a lift up. And farmers know that they have people that are supporting them and there are resources. And they don't have to do all the work.
That assistance could be with marketing local produce, researching seed banks, or cutting-edge technologies. She says it's worked. The number of farms in Alaska has risen 30% in the last 5 years, even as the number of farms decreases nationally. Cook Inlet Keeper has been able to create a network of farmer market managers and farmers, as well as hold conferences using state funding assistance.
That money is invaluable because most of people working in the agriculture industry probably couldn't afford to do this, to have that peer-to-peer information exchange and also feel like you're not in this alone. We share the same problems, and how can we face them together?
Kyra Wagner is the district manager for the Homer Soil and Water Conservation District, which directs local natural resource programs. She notes that while it is unclear exactly how the cuts may play out, she worries about a larger issue, food security.
If there's an emergency here, we do have 3 days of food in the state. But when there's an emergency, it's 3 hours because people panic, you know. So having some kind of stability, rely on something that's local, dig into that root cellar of potatoes.
That's why she says Alaska farmers aren't the only ones who should be concerned about the cuts. Wagner also works on combating invasive weeds on the Kenai Peninsula, and she worries that a loss of funding could make programs combating these threats suffer.
Things like that that nobody really sees or understands the impact of can actually have long-range impacts that could cost the state tons of money trying to combat things that are harmful that have been introduced.
The governor also vetoed $375,000 from the industrial hemp program, which would help provide research and support to producers of the crop. The legislature faces a Friday deadline to override the governor's vetoes. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.